Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony, addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi said, over the years, everyone has seen yoga reaching every corner of the world. The Prime Minister highlighted that restoring balance is not just a global cause, but a global urgency. He said, traditional health care must look beyond immediate needs and it is everyone's collective responsibility to prepare for the future as well.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है. योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है. बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है. मैं योग के प्रचार और विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देने वाले हर व्यक्ति की सराहना करता हूं.
On the occasion, Prime Minister, along with DG WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, inaugurated the new WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office Complex in Delhi, which will also house the WHO India Country Office, marking a significant milestone in India's partnership with the World Health Organization. The Prime Minister also released the WHO Technical Report on Training in Yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henokbucham has emphasized the importance of good governance rooted in accountability, transparency and efficient public service delivery. He was speaking at the Kohima District Workshop on Good Governance Initiatives and Practices themed Prasashan Gaon Ki Or held yesterday in Kohima. Addressing officers and staff of the Deputy Commissioner's office, Mr. Bucham said good governance has become a growing priority both nationally and globally and stressed that Nagaland must strengthen its governance mechanisms to move forward. He noted that Kohima District, particularly the DC office, is well positioned to set an example. The Deputy Commissioner highlighted the need for systematic and disciplined office functioning with special focus on proper file management and record keeping. He underlined the importance of correct file covers, accurate indexing, structured note sheets and timely processing of files to enhance transparency and efficiency. Mr. Bucham also spoke on the introduction of a hybrid governance model combining digital and offline processes and called upon all officials to work collectively towards improving governance standards in the district. Following the report of outbreak of African swine fever in several districts of Assam, Newland District Administration has temporarily banned import of pigs and piglets as well as transport of live pigs and pork meat to Newland District from outside the district with immediate effect. The ban will remain in force till the spread of disease is curbed or till it is safe to resume the import of pigs. Any violation of this order will be punishable under relevant provisions of law. The School of Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University, Medziphema campus yesterday organized a training-cum-inputs distribution program at IPM Model Village Rasoma, Kohima, under the project Establishment of Crop-Based Model IPM Villages for Promotion of Integrated Pest Management Technologies in NEH Region of India. The project is funded by ICAR, NRIIPM New Delhi. During the program, farmers were imparted training on integrated pest management practices in orange cultivation, along with the importance of soil management through integrated nutrient management to enhance soil productivity and improve soil health and quality. And Team Assam retained the team event title for the second consecutive time at the fifth edition of the NIAPA Northeast Open Table Tennis Tournament 2025 held at the NIAPA Mini Stadium in Sumukedema yesterday. The tournament is being organized by the Northeast India Academy of Performing Arts, NIAPA. The final Mizoram's Jeho Himnakulpungeta gave his team a strong start by winning the men's singles. However, defending champion Trisha Gogoi of Assam turned the tide by securing the women's singles, giving Assam the advantage. Led by National Games bronze medalist Shankar Gautam Barua and Agniv Bhaskar Gohain, Assam dominated the doubles event to seal the title and confirm their status as defending champions. Six times, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Nagaland and the NIAPA team competed in the team event, which included singles, doubles and mixed doubles matches. The tournament continues today with individual events including men's and women's singles, doubles and mixed doubles. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.